Cam FM 97.2. May bumps.
M1.
We're already away here. Keys moving very swiftly. They're staying away from Lady Margaret nicely. They've probably opened up maybe a couple of feet on Lady Margaret. Lady Margaret being chased very hard by Pembroke M1. Although still on station, they're getting a lot of support from their bank party, who I'm not sure if it's just an incentive to make them run faster, but they're saying that they're within a length, but clearly not. Rather dubious call there. Further down the field, Jesus being chased fairly hard by Downing, but no real inroads have been made yet. The real action is going to go down the top of the division, where Keys are still sitting pretty. Pembroke trying to make inroads into the Lady Margaret attack, and they seem to be doing so, pushing very hard, maybe about a length away, so managing to pull back a few feet. Rahul, what are you seeing?
I've still not got anything because I'm right round distant. I'm expecting this one to go and go.
Okay, yeah, back to me. Yeah, so what I've just seen is Claire following Downing. Downing, who are following first and third. Everyone probably just tightened up, bunching, forming a bit of a holding pattern here. Probably everyone's got about a length of separation. So it's tightening up around that top end of the division with Claire, Downing first and third. Not much distance between those boats. Now, as we see them sweep around Grassy, it's gone back to maybe a length, a pretty solid length.
To Rahul.
Rahul, what are you seeing now?
I've seen the Downing boat and that LMBC boat appear in really quick succession. I can't quite tell the length, but as they come round, it looks like something might be happening. Or even behind that, the Pembroke boat keeping up a really swift charge. They've got
Rahul to Sham.
Here comes that Keys boat. Yes, to Sham.
Yeah, Peter House now really quickly on Queen as they come around Grassy. There's probably only three quarters of a length in it. I'm predicting a bump there as Peter House are coming on quickly. Rahul.
Keys have only got a length on this LMBC, but Pembroke have got a length on LMBC. If anything, Pembroke are a bit tighter on LMBC. This one's going to go. This one's really going to go. It's going to go down the ridge. It's going to be really interesting. The Pembroke coach is yelling his crew on. He thinks there's something in this for them. The Jesus crew aren't near them. It's a top three tussle down here on the river. Jesus M3, who aren't going to catch Pembroke, are facing a really stiff challenge from a strong-looking first and third boat. This first and third boat is moving beautifully together at the moment. But they, again, face a really tough challenge behind them. It's Downing, but Downing have conceded to Claire, the Downing cock sticks his arm in the air. Claire, a couple of punches in the air. Long man with a very long ponytail there. They're going to clear. Claire are having a bit of trouble clearing as next crew down here, which is going to be Queen, go at race pace. They're struggling to keep off what looks like a swift challenge from Peterhouse. Just to recap, that Claire crew getting a bump on Downing first and third, likely on Jesus. This one's down to half a length, if that, with Peterhouse.
Yeah, it's
a beautifully swift line. Laura, what have you got down the reach?
I can see Keys coming down the reach now, followed by Lady Margaret and Pembroke. They're still, they have opened up to a length between each of the boats, so there's no fear of an immediate bump
to
here
roll.
At the moment. To roll.
Emmanuel are really tight on Kings here. As they corner, they've got a beautiful line. The bow ball's almost touching here. Emma being really urged on. They've got it. The bow balls are crossing now. Here go the whistles. Back box is going to have to concede. I'm going to try and follow this one. Brown, I dodge a cyclist. The bows are going to cross at any point now. They're going to nudge. They're going to try and get this bump. It's Emma now. Sorry about that. Emma now really chasing Kings. That Claire crew are really hearing everyone past them here at Ditton, but they're holding them off at the moment. Are that crew in front of Emma? Emma finding it really tough on this King's crew. It's still going, and it's going to go down the long reach. Has so many today, Ham. No crews I can see pulled in on the long reach as of yet, which means that Laura might have some interesting things to say. Laura.
Yeah, so at the moment there have been no bumps on the long reach. The first boats are now crossing the railway bridge, so Keys, Lady Margaret and Pembroke are still rolling over at the moment, and they have quite a length between them. Oh no, there has been a massive crab in Jesus M1. Now they're starting to row again, but first and third have caught up with them and now going for the bump, but they don't seem to have overlapped yet. But 12.
I think that Emma crew have caught Kings. They're moving across as they have bumped Kings. There was a Selwyn cat bump here.
It's Laura.
Spicy between Girton and Cross. Yes, Laura.
I can confirm that Peters and Mon have bumped Queens and Mon just in the beginning of the long reach. They're now pulling into the bank and getting their greenery on. Back to Rahul.
To Rahul, thank you very much. Yes, as it enters the long reach, we've got the sandwich boat in this division, Robinson, there chasing on station to Girton, but it's that Girton-Christ one that's really interesting here. Girton are really pushing them on the reach. It looks like there's lots of crews starting to pull over. There's definitely a bump down the middle of the reach here. Crews, oh, and there's a concession there. That is a concession from the Christ Cox. Girton fist pumping in the air. They know they've got them here. So they'll be pulling into the side now. And it looks like there's a few crews now starting to drift to the side of the water here. So just to confirm, bumps we've definitely called here. Selwyn have got Cat. We've seen Peterhouse grab Queens, which actually might mean that Emma crew didn't take Kings. I'll confirm that for you in a sec. Girton have got Christ here on the reach. It all happened on the reach here today. Church looking for a row over, it seems. So are Robinson M1. Laura, could you clear any of that up?
Yeah, it's quite hard to see from here, but the four crews you mentioned have definitely tagged into the bank. So that's Robinson and Girton that have bumped. And Churchill and Maudlin just came by me, and they're looking at the row over. Back to row.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Thank you very much. Well, in which case, it's been another really exciting M1 division. Oh, a few boats here coming to a crashing halt beside me. Just going to walk down here and see if I can maybe grab a word with someone. Although it looks like they're a pretty despondent crew, so they may not be wanting a chat right now. But to confirm, we think that at the top of this division, although it was going the way it was going to go all the way, Keys rowing over, LMBC rowing over, M1 also rowing over. Jesus, as you heard, caught a massive crab at one point, which might mean that Fat caught them, but we definitely didn't see that as of yet. Just a few crews now starting to go on their road home. We know that Claire caught Downing. We know that Peterhouse caught Queens. I can confirm that Emma caught Kings because they're pulled in here. We know that Selwyn caught Cats. We think that Maudlin and Churchill are going for rowovers. Girton definitely caught Christ at a point down here, and that means that Robinson at the bottom of the division had a row over. We think, operations beyond the railway bridge, that is called.